This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
More college football on the way, but we got to talk to our buddy Jeremy Fowler. He is a senior national NFL writer for ESPN, and he joins us right now here on Dukes and Bell. And Jeremy, we know you're traveling back from last night's game, man, so really appreciate you jumping on with us here as you're busy trying to get back to the house. But I want to start with your view of the Falcons, because we have been going around and around. Kirk Cousins is now starting back for the Falcons. They play the Saints on Sunday. This thing feels like it's been in disarray. And I'm curious, from a national perspective, what do you think of this team, and what do you think of what's happened with this team from a coaching standpoint and how this has played out?
Yeah, it's actually pretty surprising. I mean, this is a team that's looked at as underachieving. You know, there's a lot of talent on the roster. It's not perfect, but I don't think anybody expected 12 or 13 wins, but expected progress. And so the fact that they are 3-7, you know, we're about to find out if this is just a really bad stretch that they're going to turn around, or if it's a symptom of a bigger problem. It's truly the onus is on Raheem Morris to get this turned around. Where, you know, I don't think it's a case where he's lost the locker room or anything. I think it's just a case of them having a difficulty closing games.
Right.
So, but there is talent to get it done. It's just a matter of being in a division where, you know, Tampa's in the thick of it, Carolina's improving, so Atlanta happens to be trending down at a time when those other teams are trending upward.
Yeah, we asked the coach on Wednesday, Jeremy, why aren't we clutch? And there just is no answer. We just can't put four quarters together. What about Michael Penix Jr.? Now we're in this really tough situation because we don't even know what he is. I mean, have you heard from folks around the league? Do they feel this is still a work in progress because he's only played 14 games and now he's got an injury?
Yeah, certainly stalls the progress. I mean, you can look at J.J. McCarthy in Minnesota and how much that injury hurt him. Now, Penix has played a lot more football than McCarthy, but he really got set back by just not having a full year of, even as a backup, getting reps and all those things, you know. So I do think they're still all in on Michael Penix, you know. So for next year, whether they have to retool some things, get the right personnel around him, whatever it is, I certainly don't think this is a sign that they're going to give up on him. It's just unfortunate with, just from a body health standpoint, with the injuries he's already had to his knees in college, that was a big worry. And the fact that it's resurfacing is definitely worrisome. I mean, there's just no way around that as far as the long-term viability. But I do think going into next year, there's enough talent, enough ability. And, you know, he has shown enough to where they'll ride with him and go from there, you know, unless they want to add another veteran just to have is like a good steady backup or a bridge, kind of like they already have with Cousins.
Jeremy Fowler, again, senior national NFL writer for ESPN. You see him on SportsCenter as well, guys, a studio analyst and a sideline reporter as well. Last night you were at the game watching this Bills-Texans game. Want to get your take on this Texans defense. Are they just that good? And could this be good enough to get them to the playoffs? I know they need C.J. Stroud back, but that was a pretty impressive performance last night, Jeremy.
For sure. I mean, it's certainly one of two, three defenses that can stake a claim as the best. Denver's right there as well. It's probably a two-team conversation in that regard. And they show they can win games single-handedly with that side of the ball. I didn't think the offense did very much. They had moments, but second half they did nothing. And it was all up to the defense to hold that game together, and they did. But it's also, you know, it comes with the asterisk that the Bills right now are just not themselves, or they're not quite the same. They didn't have the receivers to be able to win against coverage and get open. So that's part of the reason why the Texans were able to tee off. I mean, they weren't even blitzing. They were getting all that pressure with four man. So, you know, and Josh Allen didn't necessarily help. You know, last year he was better at getting rid of the ball, throwing it away. This time he was trying to run around. It's almost like the more he tried to run around, the more he played into the Texans' hands, because they were just sort of caging him up and taking him down. So it's two sides. I mean, they're for real, but it's also the Bills have some problems on their hands.
You feel the Ravens can still make it happen, Jeremy? I know getting this guy back, I mean, there's only one Lamar Jackson. It just seems like it's like the Giants back in the day. They can throw the switch. Can they throw the switch?
Yeah, I still have the Ravens as a playoff team. I mean, I picked them to win the Super Bowl in my preseason pick. So
sticking with it?
That one. Not looking great, you know. But there's still, you know, the personnel on both sides of the ball is still really strong. Lamar's taking more sacks this year. Offense overall hasn't been as good. You know, third down, they haven't been as good. But there's enough there to where they can get on the uptick. The problem really is the offensive line hasn't been as quality as or as stout as it was a year ago. That was really what guided them last year. And they were able to run the ball at will and protect Lamar. It just hasn't been as good. So that has me a little concerned. But all they have to do is win that division, and they're one game out of Pittsburgh right now. And Pittsburgh has shown flimsy at times. So there's no reason why they can't win it.
It is Jeremy Fowler, guys, talking with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All things NFL, as we discuss with Jeremy, some of the storylines. Burrow coming back. What's the situation there? You signed Flacco. He's looked good at times. We know what his age is. But Burrow apparently is trying to make his comeback. Some are saying that he would like to play this weekend. I had heard Thanksgiving. What are you hearing, Jeremy?
Yeah, so as we sit here, I would be surprised if he played this weekend. They have not made that full determination yet. But with Ja'Marr Chase out, and I believe Flacco got some reps today, whereas Burrow got a lot of the reps on Thursday, you know, could equal out to where they sit Joe for another week. We'll see, though. It wouldn't shock me if he played, too. I just think right now they'd be leaning Flacco if I had to, you know, rely on my sense. But he's going to play. I mean, I think that's pretty obvious at this point. You know, even if they lose a game, I still think he wants to get out there just to get some positive momentum for both a player who's missed the greater parts of three different seasons and for a team that desperately needs it. I feel like it's a different situation than Jaden Daniels in Washington, where they very well might shut him down just because they're sitting at 3-8, and he's been injured three different times this year alone. Young quarterback, they want to protect him.
Jeremy Fowler with us, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline. What's your take on the Eagles soap opera with A.J. Brown? Because right now they are the number one seed. They get the tiebreaker over the Rams, or 7-1 in the conference. And, you know, it just seems like it crops up every year, but this team still got so much talent. Where does that go?
Yeah, that's part of the issue is the talent is apparent, and they win a lot of games, but it's the Super Bowl pedigree. It's a team that's used to winning and is now probably has a little bit of a spoiled fan base. Some of the players are used to a certain standard. It's been a grind on offense. There's no way around it. The defense is thrilled with where they are as a team, but the offense is just not. It's not just A.J. Brown, too. It's other players. I would imagine the axe from A.J. Brown is wearing a little thin with some people with the Eagles. It's just, you know, he's been commenting on it passive-aggressively for a while now.
Yep.
And, I mean, look, have I heard that there are some issues with Jalen Hurts, you know, his ability to throw over the middle, to read zone coverages, things that can kind of help the offense, yes. But the fact of the matter is he does win. He doesn't turn the ball over. He's got a ton of intangibles, and that has high value. It just isn't sexy, and it doesn't result in a lot of passing yards. So they can be a lot better. They got to find a way to expand the offense in the passing game, but they haven't really done that with Hurts throughout his tenure.
Right.
So maybe that's just a comfort thing or just a symptom of a bigger problem, but I just don't know if they can change that in week 12. So they almost kind of just have to ride this out.
Jeremy, you put out, I believe, your hot seat. We were talking about this before you came on. Jeremy Fowler, guys, I think Pete Carroll could be on the hot seat. Do you feel the same way? We were just talking about potential jobs between, you know, over the next 7 weeks that might open, and we were trying to go down the list and looking at teams. I just don't think this Pete Carroll thing is working with the Raiders.
Well, it's certainly a job on my radar. Not because Pete hasn't tried to make it work.
Right.
And I certainly think, I mean, look, he's on a short-term contract. I believe it's 3 years. Mm-hmm. Tom Brady, GM John Spytek, think highly of Pete. So it certainly feels like it could go either way. It's just the dynamics in play are this was a team that clearly needed a rebuilding job, a major overhaul from a roster standpoint, where I think Pete came in and, you know, his goal is to compete right away and show that he could still do it. And these days, you know, it takes more than coaching. You need the horses, and the Raiders don't have them other than Brock Bowers and a few players, Max Crosby, of course. So that just makes it difficult. I think the Raiders at least have to have some tough decisions, like, okay, this is going to be another year of this until we're really ready to go and say late 26, early 27, is Pete the right guy to be a part of that, or does he have the patience at age 74 to do that? So I think it's more just about the dynamics in play. I think he's well-liked there. It depends on whether it's really a fit over the next 1 to 2 years.
ESPN insider Jeremy Fowler with us. Is LaFleur really getting some heat in Green Bay because of how the offense has kind of taken a nosedive the last few weeks?
I don't think so. That's not my sense. I do think that's overblown. Now, look, if a team takes a torpedo dive late in the year and they had playoff expectations, maybe that's different, but I just don't see it. He's one of the better coaches. You know, if you're rating coaches, he's certainly in the top half.
No doubt. Jeremy, we enjoy your work.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Man, appreciate you stopping by again. Know you're traveling to get back, and thanks so much. Are you heading back out this weekend? Are you somewhere?
No, I'll just be home this week. So okay. We've been hitting the Thursday circuit pretty hard, and then we'll be back at it 2 weeks in Detroit. But not for Thanksgiving, so I'll be home for that.
All good. Happy holidays.
Yeah, man. Enjoy the holiday. Thanks again for jumping on with us, Jeremy. Appreciate you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.